saying risks to the economy are easing, though it did note fallout from the spreading coronavirus. This is the January jobs report showing jobs topping expectations.
225,000 jobs were created last month. Unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6%.
Fox's Edward Lawrence and Boys of Summer author Roger Kahn has died. He was 92. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an incredible change we've had in 24 hours. Breezy, much colder today, a brisk day. High temperature may not make 50 degrees. We may make the upper 40s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder, though. Then partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 38. Tomorrow, our high will reach the low 60s. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon and evening shower somewhere, but most of us stay dry. Sunday is beautiful. Really nice. High in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Then more rain Monday with a high near 70 and periods of rain and thunderstorms much of next week. We could see significant rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The National Weather Service confirms an EF1 tornado hit Marengo County south of Demopolis early Thursday morning. The Marengo County EMA says a woman was killed in the storm and her husband was injured when their mobile home was destroyed. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey has asked that the bond be increased for the MPS teacher charged with sexual abuse. Bailey has requested Michael Bradley's bond go from $8,000 to $250,000. Bailey says Bradley poses a threat to the community. And Montgomery police make an arrest in a January homicide. 26-year-old Anthony Stoddard is charged with murder in the shooting death of 25-year-old Demetrius Richards. Stoddard is in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
To increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeQuire's New Year's Resolution Sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeQuire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyleqwire.com today. That's acbyleqwire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody it wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition. Today is our drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. We do that drawing from 2:30 to 2:45. Any caller can get in on that drawing. Don't jam us up right before the deadline. If you want to get in, call, get in, talk to us. Don't just ask to be to get in. And then if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Not many people in this week, right?
Right. Well, actually, we had a few. It's a little more than average, actually. Good action yesterday. Everybody riled.
Good action. I like that.
Did you see, before we go back to clubs, did you see the article I sent you yesterday? I sent it to both of us. It's a John Solomon piece.
No,
it's a new website he's kind of previewing called Just the News. And this article is about he now found Rick Gates, Manafort's second in command, testified to the special counsel of the Mueller team that the black ledger is completely made up. And then the Mueller team checking out why they didn't use it in court, and Gates was able to, it wasn't just his opinion, he was able to corroborate it pretty well. And so that shows, Solomon suggests, that not only is the Steele dossier false and possibly disinformation, the black ledger was false and possibly disinformation, and the black ledger originated in Ukraine.
Of course. I thought we had already figured out that the black ledger was false.
Right. But this is more than just people kind of figuring it. This is like actually
somebody saying
Rick Gates, a guy who's been a star for the Democrats because he cooperated and took out Manafort. Yeah, this, it's kind of becoming clear. It's part of this going sideways on Democrats now that impeachment's behind us.
And hopefully they're going to be able to inoculate themselves on any future impeachment stuff. They seem to have gotten wise, and I hope they will continue on. Nancy Pelosi, not so much. So let's say with the 2020 Democrats, impeachment and, wait on it, Ukraine.
And Alex, President Trump is claiming victory after being acquitted. Do the Democrats need to turn the page when it comes to impeachment?
Jerika, let me tell you one thing about the Senator, the three senators that had to jet back to Washington, D.C. for the impeachment trial, Senator Bennett, Klobuchar, Warren, and Sanders. Mm-hmm. They do not talk about Zelensky or Biden or Ukraine on the campaign trail because they understand a fundamental truth about where the Democratic electorate is about. This is not about impeachment. That is not what is going to win this race for Democrats. This is about health insurance, the social safety net, climate change, gun safety reform. Ukraine does not figure into all of this. Now, Democratic members of Congress have a different strategy, and how the Democratic Party reconciles the national stage with the Washington stage is anyone's guess coming into the fall of 2020.
Yeah, I tell you, these guys have got a problem. I'm going to be very curious and interested in watching the debate tonight. I think that you're getting to the point that you have some people that have something to lose. And if they don't do well in New Hampshire, and particularly if we don't see any indication that they're going to do well in South Carolina, I mean, what does Amy Klobuchar do? I mean, she's at 6%. Then that's toast. And she's going to be at probably 6% in South Carolina.
It almost seems to me that Klobuchar is running for a VP slot.
Well, yeah, she seems to be kind of steady type person, but again, say go through the people who could get the nomination. Take Bernie. Who does Bernie get for his VP?
Right.
Putin? Sorry. The head of Venezuela? I mean, so I don't see what a good match would be with him.
Right, because if he goes like Klobuchar, she's too moderate for his taste.
They would kill each other.
Right, and if he goes Liz Warren, it's kind of like, ew.
Well, I could see Elizabeth Warren would make more sense than almost anybody else, and you'd have the progressive perfecto, but it would just be a suicide pact. But I don't, you know, normally what you do is you'll, whatever your deficit in, then you make up with your VP. So Ronald Reagan needed to have government experience, so he picked George Bush.
You know, Trump, how hard Trump came out in that Super Bowl interview against Mike Bloomberg. It seems to me Trump's betting that Bloomberg could possibly be the guy he's running against. Like, why else? I guess maybe Bloomberg's hitting him hard in these ads, but Trump's got a pretty good instinct about this stuff, and for him to come out and hit Bloomberg as hard as he did makes you think, oh, Bloomberg's got a shot here.
Well, I think he has respect for the amount of money that Bloomberg has and the fact that he's doubling down with another $200 million. I mean, literally doubling down. So he's going to have spent $400 million, and we haven't had the first vote that's happened where you had Bloomberg on a ballot anywhere.
Right.
That's incredible. I read somewhere he has 2,560 what are called gross rating points. 100 means everybody has seen you once. 2,560 means everybody's seen you 25 times.
Wow.
I know. That's a pretty serious buy. Everybody.
It is kind of like cheating. It's like you play one of those simulation games. You go, I want unlimited money. And so you can just build whatever you want. It's kind of how Bloomberg's playing this game. He doesn't have to ask for money. He can just spend whatever he needs.
And it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they're talking about that they have over 2,000 people on the ground now of bodies that are out working. And I'm not sure that gets it for you. I'm not sure that you win because you've got 2,000 people there. I'm not sure you win because you're running ads that everybody's hearing. I think you win because people like you.
Well, and I just, like, a little inside baseball, received a request like, hey, do we want to interview a Bloomberg surrogate? And not really, but when you look at the list of surrogates, it's a bunch of mayors from all over the country.
Is the one from Columbia, South Carolina, one of them?
I believe so. Nutter, Philly mm-hmm. was on there. Yeah, it's just, I can pull up the list, but it's a lot of mayors. It was a big list. So he's put together all the infrastructure to be ready to go.
But again, I'm not sure that necessarily, I mean, we're not talking about cities, we're talking about winning states.
Right.
And having the former mayor of Philadelphia, I'm not sure that does it for you. Because to win Philadelphia, you've got to have a serious black vote.
Yeah.
And just because a black mayor tells you you should vote for somebody, I don't think that necessarily means it's going to happen for you. I tell you what, Joey, this thing's going to be so much fun to watch.
It is.
I'm going to ringside seats for Danny Boy here. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Jerry. Jerry, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Listen, when Donald Trump, the ice rink in New York City, when they couldn't get it fixed, Donald Trump went in there and said, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Who was mayor? Do you remember?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think we'd have to look that out. Are you thinking it was Bloomberg?
Yes, but I don't think, I'm not sure enough to say it out loud. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll look it up for you. How about that?
Hey, first put me on Steep Creek, please.
310. You got it, Jerry. Give me a month and day of birth.
310.
You are in, my friend. I'll look that up for you. And for the audience, what he did is there's a ice skating rink in Central Park. And the city kept working on it and working on it. And Trump said, look, turn the project over to me. I will finish it. Won't cost you anything. I'll finish it with what you've got right now. And he went in and finished it on time and on budget.
Under budget and ahead of time. Thank you, Dan. God bless you both. Now.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Do you see it?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it real quick. No, I'm not seeing dates on it real quick, but
that's okay. We can do it while we're listening to the spot. Now let's listen to excuse me. Trey Gowdy on the FBI. This is Trump did have some pretty strong words on Comey and all those rascals out there. Listen to Trey Gowdy talk about Trump's strong words.
Very strong words. No mincing of words there at all. But when you look at the Mueller report and you look at the FISA process, you can understand where it's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, Peter Strzok, who's the lead case agent on this Russia probe, was talking about impeaching Donald Trump before Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler were. Yep. I mean, just let that sink in for a second. The lead agent for the FBI mentioned impeaching Trump before Schiff and Nadler did. Mm-hmm. And then the FBI conducts this defensive briefing, which is really just an interview because they suspected Donald Trump of impropriety. And you got Jim Comey, who thinks impeachment's too good for him. You got John Brennan, who thinks he should be in the dustpan of history. You got Andy McCabe, who, after Comey was fired, launched yet another investigation into Trump. Yeah. Martha, if I were Donald Trump, I would think the FBI was out to get me, too.
Interesting. Let's go to the phones. Yes?
Mayor Koch or Koch? Ed Koch?
Oh, Koch. Yeah. That long ago, huh?
Yeah,
that
late
was a long time
late
ago.
Late
80s.
Yeah.
Got to meet him. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to, need you to go to a break?
Yeah, let's go to a break.
Let me go to a break, Old Navy. Coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Did the vocal channel drop on that, or is that...
It's a weird mix. When I put it in, I thought it would be there, and it isn't there, really. It's not just our headphones.
Oh, good. I was wondering if we were going mono channel. Let's go to Old Navy. Old Navy, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Thanks, sir.
How are you?
I was listening. I'm good. I was listening to the Glenn Beck Show this morning. I don't subscribe to Blaze TV, but I came over on YouTube. And he's done a four-part series on Ukraine where he lays it all out on the chalkboard, so it's kind of easy to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And today was the final piece that linked everything together. If you have the opportunity, I really suggest you watch
it. Is this
that.
The old piece that...
No, it's a new final piece. I've seen the first three, Old Navy. I've not seen this fourth one, but I've actually got it saved on YouTube to watch this weekend.
Yep, it's... Wow. It really shines a light.
Yeah, the first piece he did was real good. It was a little complicated, but it was good.
Yeah, this one's called Ukraine, yep. The Final Piece, The Billion-Dollar Question. Me and a lot of people have been asking, including Rudy Giuliani, where did all that money go, those billions of dollars?
Yep.
Apparently he's going to try to answer.
All the money. And please sign me up for Sweet Creek, 10:30.
You got it. How are you feeling after your surgery?
Well, I don't have all the movement back yet that I'd like, but I'm working on it.
Is Judy making you carry your own weight, or is she still helping you out?
No, she's still helping me. I still can't tie my shoes yet.
You don't realize how much you need
that left thumb for.
Yep. You really don't. Oh, Navy, I got you in. When do we do the drawing?
Today at 2:30.
That's it. Listen in when we do that drawing. See if you, in the words of Milton McGregor, can be a winner too.
$60, whatever Judy wants.
There you go. You're a smart man. That's why you've been married for so long. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Brother Dan. It's a little bit colder weather, but I kind of watched a little of that State of the Union, and I was more mad after the fact that he does such a good job with Pelosi, and they want why we got such a great divide. You know, I mean, everything he's accomplished, he seems like he's always being shot in the foot, and I would make a prediction that the next move is going to come up real soon, within 2 weeks maybe. They're not going to quit, and she made it abundantly clear that as long as he's in office, he's a target. And I just can't understand how the country can move forward when you've got people that want to hold him back. We've got so many bills, and you've been there in that swamp, and there's so much that could be accomplished if they would just meet in the middle, shake hands, and get it done for us. But it's not happening. It's holding us back, but I think she'd make a good president of maybe Honduras or San Salvador. Maybe that's where she needs to run for office, because I think she's more aligned with that type of government than what we are.
Well, I'll tell you something. I believe that the people are catching on. I think that Nancy Pelosi exposed herself. I think the Democrats keep saying this same old thing, and it's not resonating with the public. You know, he lies and all this kind of stuff. And what's happening is the public is starting to reject that. And I think the Iowa voters and the downtracking of voters there speaks volumes. And I think they're doing themselves in.
Well, it also gets to me, Dan, that I don't think that she was really in favor of that impeachment process. I think that the far left, she had no choice.
I agree. I've said that.
And I think that was the biggest, that was her biggest culprit, is because if she had not taken heed of their advice, and I'm going to tell you, this girl from Prattville, I can't remember her name, or that district, she's running for Congress, and I'm telling you, she is really going to be a tough, she's a fighter, and she is a big-time conservative. She's got my vote, by far.
You're talking about Jessica Taylor?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly, Dan. Three, I want to put in 617.
What do you say, Jerry? Got it?
I'll allow it.
Eric, yep. You're in, my friend.
Thank you, Dan. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear you. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Friday. Let's go to a quick break so we can reset the dial and get into some subject matter.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, "I love you"? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say "I love you" and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an incredible change we've had in 24 hours. Breezy, much colder today, a brisk day. High temperature may not make 50 degrees. We may make the upper 40s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder, though. Then partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 38. Tomorrow, our high will reach the low 60s. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon and evening shower somewhere, but most of us stay dry. Sunday is beautiful, really nice. High in the upper 60s, lots of sunshine. Then more rain Monday with a high near 70, and periods of rain and thunderstorms much of next week. We could see significant rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Little unknown group here called Traffic. That's a great album, too. You have that on vinyl?
I don't, actually. Need to get it.
Let's continue on with Trey Gowdy talking about the FBI needs to change what they're doing so they can get confidence back by the people.
He also pointed out that when he fired him, it was obviously a huge story. We all covered it. But he felt that it was ultimately the move that saved him because he believed that he was eliminating the person at the top who created a culture that was after him, that believed, based on essentially on the dossier and some other things around it, but this dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC used that to create an environment where they believed that they were above board in investigating the president and his campaign. I mean, it is pretty stunning when you look back at it.
Yeah, I would correct the president's narrative only to this extent. Remember, he replaced Comey with McCabe. I mean, that is hardly moving up the draft board. It was only when Chris Wray came in that I think you had a dispassionate, objective, law enforcement-centered person. I mean, McCabe was no better than Comey. So we had to get all the way through.
Well, he got moved up because it was, he was sort of the next person available, I guess, at that time.
Well,
do you think the culture has changed at the FBI? Because, there's a lot of discussion about, well, what's next, which phone call, and there's already investigations that are continuing into the present, taxes and everything else. But do you think the culture's changed at the top?
I hope so, Martha. I hope so. And I say that because I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to Chris Wray since I left Congress. Yeah. But those of us, Radcliffe and others who were former federal prosecutors, we're not going to make it as a country if people don't have confidence in the FBI. And it's been a really bad 4 years with Strzok and McCabe and Baker and Page and Comey. I mean, it's been a terrible 4 years for the world's premier law enforcement agency. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to watch Chris's testimony this week. I read some articles about it. I think some of my Republican colleagues weren't all that impressed with the changes that Chris has outlined. But we're not going to survive if the American people do not have confidence in the FBI.
All right.
I agree with that. Now, Doug Collins was in on the hearing for Christopher Wray, and he has some comments on this. This is Stop and Go. Doug Collins talking about the FBI and what they found out from this hearing.
I knew this would happen, that the impeachment frenzy would bury some extremely important news, and it did today, almost, until we got our hands on it. FBI Director Chris Wray was on Capitol Hill. Why? Well, to answer for the Bureau's abuse of the FISA process to spy on the Trump campaign. Joining me now, one of the lawmakers who grilled the FBI head, Congressman Doug Collins. Congressman, are you at all convinced that the FBI is doing enough to make sure what happened before doesn't happen again?
I think they started to scratch the surface. But even today, we saw Christopher Wray. And hey, look, I believe he is put into it in a very bad situation. But the problem is he only took the recommendations and hasn't really went further. Now, in his credit, they have removed the senior leadership. There's all those that were in Crossfire Hurricane are gone. But those that were below them, as he talked about many times, that, well, we've referred them to the disciplinary board and really wouldn't go into any further about that. So I think there's a lot more to be done. And especially when we was asked specifically about the Carter Page files, I asked him repeatedly about the Woods reviews. He wouldn't answer the questions there. He would say, but I did get him to admit he had looked at it. But then when he admitted looking at it, he didn't think he had done anything with it.
Yeah, well, Christopher Wray so far has been a disappointment. And I hope the Durham thing vindicates him some, but it just doesn't seem like anything's happening with FBI, which is where the center of this problem is. It's the centerpiece of this problem. So let's continue on with Doug Collins here.
Well, I've got to say, when an American citizen is spied on, his life is turned upside down. Yeah. He's called a Russian spy. Yes. Probably can't get a job. Mm-hmm. His life, I mean, was ruined. And he spent hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in legal fees. Carter Page.
Yeah.
Not even talking about the president, talking about Carter Page.
Just Carter Page, yeah.
And there's no accountability. Some people lose their jobs. Big deal.
Right.
They'll go on to some consulting gig somewhere for some, you know, security company.
Well, and that's why the people are so concerned about it. This is why it was sort of buried today. And when you look at it, this is why people really don't trust the government anymore. When they look at the issues, and remember, let's go back and hit history here. FISA came about because of unregulated spying in the 60s, 70s, coming up from the administrations of Kennedy and Nixon and Johnson. We had to bring it in, and now they're abusing that system as well.
And again, I'm with what Troy Gowdy was saying. If they do not clean this up, then my confidence level in the FBI is going to be very, very low. There's some former FBI people I've talked to that they're just appalled at where they've gotten to now and that they haven't had all hands on deck to try to resolve the problem. Now, you're going to hear Sarah Carter in a little bit talk about some new things. We have some new things that are coming out from Grassley's committee that we want to talk about. But let's continue on with Doug Collins.
This doesn't surprise us, Congressman, but Jerry Nadler tried to turn today's Judiciary Committee hearing into another impeachment fishing expedition.
Jerry Bear.
Recent reporting suggests that the president plans to seek payback. Has the president, the attorney general, or any other administration official asked the FBI to open an investigation into Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, John Bolton, or any member of Congress?
No one has asked me to open an investigation based on anything other than the facts, the law, and proper predication.
Did Nadler seem disappointed when he heard that answer?
He just seemed, the derangement syndrome had kicked in completely. And it was just evident today. He was digging desperately for things. You know, is the president now looking into other people? I'll tell you what, we had a rerun today. We had a repeat in history. He wanted to go back and actually talk about the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings.
Nadler did with Ray there?
Yes. He went back to Chris Ray and said, well, was the White House or was the FBI? And his indication is that when they went back and redid that, you know, week-long investigation, were there any impediments put in? Were there anything that was not done?
Oh, my God.
Did the White House do something wrong? Here's the next impeachment. The White House impeded the Kavanaugh investigation. This is how desperate these folks are. He went back and used an oversight hearing when we got FISA abuse, when we have all the issues that we need to do to restore trust in our FBI, and he went back and took this time to go back to Kavanaugh. That's how bad we're at right now.
Jerry Bear. Coming back, did you say, well, and we didn't get to that cut yesterday, but Jerry Bear, when he was asked about more investigations, he had this kind of look on his face. Here's something I did not know. Jerry Bear's wife is not in good health.
Right.
And it's a difference of how they're treating someone like Rush Limbaugh and Jerry Nadler. Listen in.
You know, his wife is suffering from cancer, and we wish her well. We pray for her. Unlike what the Democrats are doing with Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
and you witnessed this last night in the conversations on television afterward and online. Just one line description of the nastiness toward Rush and the president.
It was the nastiness that is reverberated in the vitriol of the hatred of this president summed up in those actions last night. That's all you need to see to know why this Democratic majority is destined to become a minority, but also reelect this president.
That obviously was from Wednesday. I held it over. I didn't get to it yesterday. So let's go to Sarah Carter talking about some kind of Christopher Wray and some new things that are kind of coming up.
FBI Director Chris Wray has revealed every FBI official in the FISA report is being reviewed for possible discipline. Now, Fox News investigative reporter Sarah Carter joins us live with the latest. Problem with this, there was no verification of the dossier. There were multiple warnings that we know of. We know from the State Department, Kathleen Kavlak. We know even Bruce Orr in August before the filing of that first dossier before the election. Yet, they never verified it. We now know not only unverifiable, but debunked. That's premeditated fraud on the FISA court, and it was the bulk of information. And the congenital liar Schiff lied to the country, and Devin Nunes told the country the truth.
Well, they found 17 significant errors and omissions, Sean, within the Inspector General's investigation in his IG report. So Christopher Wray had to come out strong. The FBI director basically was pressed by lawmakers through his testimony. What is being done? Are you disciplining the people that were involved in the Carter Page FISA warrant? He finally said, this is unacceptable. We're looking at everyone that was involved. But I can tell you this. I spoke with sources tonight and all this week regarding the IG report and regarding the upcoming testimony, which is what Christopher Wray did. And they said they hope that the younger and the more what they call the lesser FBI agents who were working on the case aren't going to take the brunt of this, and that the officials, the senior level officials at the FBI, like James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and others, will also be paying a price for this. And they hope it just doesn't get swept under the rug.
And this may be a situation where a upper person, Peter Strzok, told somebody's a lower person, and Wray is supposed to be going through everybody, not only upper, but lower, that were involved in any of this. Did any of the people do something based on an order from Strzok or someone, Comey or someone like that? And if so, and they can say, well, I didn't look at it as illegal. I looked at it as a lawful order, and I did do it, and it turned out it was not a lawful order. That could be devastating to these folks. And we have to always remember, Durham is out there in the background. He's out there doing his stuff. And they've already started to kind of do the, you heard the payback deal. They've already started that Donald Trump is going to get revenge. And they're using it. So when something happens with Durham, they will yell payback, and this is a political motivated all day long, when in fact everything they did was politically motivated. John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, had an interesting interview. He's talking about Hunter Biden and banking records here. Listen to this.
Now let's turn to some important breaking news that could have massive 2020 ramifications. According to reports tonight, the U.S. Treasury Department has transmitted Hunter Biden's confidential banking records to the United States Senate pursuant to an ongoing investigation. It's the Foreign Corruption Practices Act. It's 15 U.S.C. 78. It is illegal for a U.S. person to coerce or influence through bribery or extortion a foreign nation into taking an action that might financially benefit that person or his family or business. One more, bribery, 18 U.S.C. 201C. Whoever corruptly gives, offers, or promises anything of value to a public official, $1 billion, to influence an official act, fire the prosecutor, is guilty of bribery. Does that sound like Joe and Hunter to you? Because it does to me.
Well, I think the United States Senate has a legal and a moral obligation to get to the bottom of this. We have, I mean the Finance Committee and the Committee on Homeland Security, have asked for the suspicious activity reports from the Department of Treasury for Hunter Biden and all of his business associates. When a bank sees something that looks peculiar, that looks like it might be money laundering or fraud, it has to file a report with the federal government, and those are the reports we're asking for. We're also asking for the travel records from Secret Service for Mr. Hunter Biden. It's not personal. It's about holding people accountable. Part of the problem in Washington, as you know, Sean, is that we spend all this taxpayer money and nobody's ever held accountable. It's easier to divorce your spouse than to fire someone. And we're gonna hold hearings. This is what we do know when we learned it as a result,
Senator,
of the impeachment proceeding.
Okay, let me kind of tell you what that is. They went to Treasury, and what Treasury is doing is I, as a broker, my company has to report what we consider suspicious activity. And what they did is they got the report concerning Hunter Biden. Did he have anything in the suspicious activity file? And that's what they're getting. So that means that some bank, somebody had to raise a red flag. You're required to report that. Any transactions that are over $10,000 that are in cash, for example, money that comes from a foreign country into the United States, is there a suspicion? You have to report that. I mean, I've had banking people call me up and say, can we meet with you? And I go, oh, crap. And I said, yes. And they said, we've got this on somebody. And what do you know about this? And I had to tell them honestly, I didn't see the activity go by. So I didn't know nothing about it. Because unless you're looking at it, unless you're tracking somebody, you don't necessarily see that in my world. But it was coming from suspicious places in South America, Venezuela, Bogota, Colombia, and places like that. And I don't know what the outcome was, but I know that the person is no longer a client with our firm, because I had to turn the account in to go to another. It was assigned to me, turned it back into the national office. So somebody had to see a red flag on this $83,000 coming in on a monthly basis. And somebody saw that. It got put into a column, and all they did is they went and got his banking records that were reported to DOJ, or Treasury, I'm sorry. And you remember I said that they wanted the manifest of the airplane. The military office has that, but they chose not to go to the military office. They went to Secret Service, so the White House isn't going to look like it has fingerprints or anything. Interesting part is the transactions would have happened during the Obama administration, not during the Trump administration. Now, he did get some of them during the Trump administration, but you had a whole bunch of stuff that went on during the Obama administration. So that means somebody was getting an alert on that. Question is, did they tell somebody? Because if you do a tip-off to somebody, you can get in deep trouble. So in other words, if I say to a client, I think that the feds may be looking at you, that's a tip-off.
Right.
And I can get as much trouble as they are going to get in.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so don't do that. As we were told repeatedly in my business. This is 93.1. The Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama.
Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. So they've already transmitted the banking records over that would have fallen into the suspicious category. And I think there's a lot to learn from that. So now John Kennedy's going to have, we have a moral obligation to find out what happened with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. This is a great argument. Everybody should be picking up this talking point.
You yes. are a lawyer as well as a great senator from the great state of Louisiana. I read you very specific statutes over, you know, go back to them. One is the bribery statute, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. I could even go to the Gratuities Act or the Hobbs Act. Now, I read those statutes. I'm not a lawyer, but I read it fits perfectly into the case. Now, does the president have to execute the laws of this country and be it the Politico or Ukrainian court talking about Ukrainian election interference or possible violations of these acts that sound like they fit perfectly, wouldn't the president be his sworn duty to get to the bottom of that?
Yes, and it's Congress's sworn duty, too. I mean, just on the basis of the facts that we know, as I said the other night on your show, President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, Ukraine and China. And in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with millions of dollars of contracts from politically connected businesses there. Now, what message does that send to the world? America's foreign policy can be bought. As I said the other night, like a sack of potatoes.
Like a sack of
potatoes. Am I saying anybody broke the law? We don't know yet. But we have a moral and a legal obligation to find out.
Great argument. That's exactly it. In other words, you're always wanting to investigate the possibilities of something. Here's one that when you look at, you have to ask your question, ask the question, what did he do for the $1 million a year? What, and that Trey Gowdy says it, what did he do for that $1 million a year? Once you find that out, then you have kind of a perspective. What did Joe Biden know, really know about his son working with Burisma? Did he really know nothing? I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, and then it gets into why would the oligarch, what was the motivation of the oligarch to hire him? And it's not something for American law to handle, but it does, it might give a more context to the fuller story of what was going on in Ukraine.
So this is starting to kind of come together here. So let me do this. Let me go to Devin Nunes, who's going to add a little more. Now, he was at the Trump White House event yesterday. He's going to comment about that first.
Congressman, you were there in the room. The president's getting smashed and hit again because of his tone and because he, I guess, didn't send a fruit basket to Nancy and Adam.
Well, I thought the best thing today was, and I found out about this when I walked out, he actually had a speech. He was going to go out there and give a speech that his people had worked on. They had approved everything in it. And as you know, when you were there, he said, nah, I'm not going to give a speech. We're just going to celebrate today. And he's had a list of all the people there, and he went around the room, was introducing people. And the president needed to do that, and the American people need to continue to hear this. The more times the president can talk about how dirty they were to him, his family, to anyone who got involved in this, trying to get to the truth, he needs to do it.
So he was going to start out with a speech, and if you remember the setting, you had the Marine Guards, the side boys there, the door's opening, he comes in. They goes up to the podium. The side boys step aside. Very formal. Had a teleprompter up there. And then decided, no, he's just going to wing it. And that's what he did. He completely was winging it for, what, 50 minutes? And he did a great job. He let his heart out big time with this thing. So let me continue on, Devin Nunes, see if I can fit this in. Oh, by the way, guess who did Iowa snafu? Was it possibly Russia?
I mean, if we had time, we really would have played some of the golden oldies of the past 3 years. Just so people realize, he didn't just pop out today after a week or two or 2 months or 3 months of difficult attacks during impeachment that were all lies. This has been built up over four and a half years of what they've done to him since he announced in 2015 that he was running.
Right.
And he's had just about enough of it. And I can tell you, I've had just about enough of it. I'm all for a vigorous debate and things get tough, big deal. No problem. But when you say you're guilty of treason, you're working with Vladimir Putin, you're running a criminal enterprise, and you go after Melania, and you go after his kids who gave up their own cushy life, who are working in the White House?
Well, one thing we know, when they run out of ideas, they go to Russia.
Okay? That's all they have.
Even today in the Capitol, right across the street here, we had one of the Democrats in a committee hearing actually float the idea that the reason the Iowa debacle is going on possibly could be because of the Russians.
Yeah, we're going to.
I mean, it's incredible. They never stop blaming Russia.
That's amazing. So Russia's back.
It really is amazing.
It really is. And let me tell you, the great thing about this thing is they're finally getting it out. They're finally. The Democrats have said this stupid stuff for so long, and Nancy Pelosi ripping up the State of the Union speech was the icing on the cake. Them sitting on their hands, un-American, looked unpatriotic, and all he was doing is making a point. And I'll tell you something, he drove that point home, particularly to African Americans, that he cares and he's getting things done. And that's what I think Nancy Pelosi got so mad at, is he is penetrating into a group that if they do not have, they lose. And they lose in a lot of new and special places for them. Special places. And the question is, do they see the Democrats as an obstruction to Trump, and therefore Trump is not able to help them as much as possible? If they can get that synced, then they've got it. News Talk 93.1, final hour, the last day of the week. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.